The polls closed on yesterday's primaries, and joining us this morning with a look at the results is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's an honor, Dan, and Mr. Markey did very well. He won in the cities. If you look at the total election, Kennedy won a lot of the small towns and some of the suburbia, but not high enough to offset Markey's big win in the cities, especially Boston.
Now, this was actually, in the beginning of this race, it seemed like it could go either way, perhaps even Markey getting unseated, but he appeared to hold on and in the end take the lead.
Well, I think one of the things they're looking at was maybe some people, there's no polling on this, maybe thought it was time for the Kennedy era to end.
Okay. So speaking of Kennedy, do you think he's going to appear again on the political map here, or what do you think his future could be?
I believe he's about 39, so I would definitely expect him to appear. And the thing to watch out for, if Biden wins and Warren gets a cabinet post, will Kennedy go for Warren's seat?
Indeed. Now, also, Kennedy, of course, is stepping down from his congressional seat to run for that Senate seat. And that 4th District race, still very close, has not actually been called yet.
No, it's nine people in the race, and the leaders have 22%. I wonder how many people know that Archibos, a year and a half ago, was a Republican.
So I was not aware of that.
Yeah, that's true. He was. And that's why the two people who got out of the race endorsed her, because he was a Republican a year and a half ago.
Now, this was also an interesting, and this race overall, I'd say, a good night for incumbents.
Oh, and usually, Capiano, a couple of years ago, was the exception, but usually primaries are very good nights for incumbents, and last night was no exception.
Now, of course, this was the first race, well, not the first race where early voting was used, of course, but at least to this high a degree, and that was certainly an interesting twist on this year's primary and election.
Yes, I just heard your clerk in Boston mention that, but the thing I want to see were more people vote early and by absentee than actually went to the polls yesterday. It'll be interesting when we see those numbers, because that might affect Ian, how people campaign and advertise for the final.
Now, how would you say the towns overall, because this, of course, was a challenge for the towns, how would you say they handled this overall, the election officials?
Well, I believe they do a great job, and the people who work on Election Day, you know, for what they get paid, they're basically public volunteers, and they should be applauded.
All right. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
I think we'll be talking quite a bit between now and November 3rd.
I think you're definitely right on that. Well, thank you so much, WATD political analyst John Creed.